come on. Not one adventurer from the homelands is willing to go on this quest with me? Cowards, the lot of them. To think that after hearing that I, the greatest mage the elves have ever conceived, have requested their help, they're not even begging to accompany me? Huh. Ah, Lanella, finally. I trust that the famed elvish sorcerer Ateki Webb has confirmed that they'll be joining me on my quest. At least one of these knaves has ball. What? He said no as well? Well, why in the nine hells not? Too much punishment for too little pay? Ugh, the nerve. I mean, the quest isn't even that difficult. Is it really that hard to find a skilled enough adventurer to help venture the Scarlet Dragon's dungeon and obtain its Eye of Healing? Yes, Lanella, I'm aware that no one who ventures into the Scarlet Dragon's dungeon leaves alive, but there's a first time for everything. Ugh. You know how important it is for me to get that Eye of Healing. But without anyone there to watch my back, it'll be impossible for me to take it, and she'll... What am I gonna do, Lanella? Time's running out. What? There is one person who's willing to accept, and they're here? Well, why didn't you say so? Let them in, let them in. Finally, someone with a backbone. I can't wait to start working with you, my future partner. You're a human. A human. My savior, who is supposed to brave the trials of the Scarlet Dragon, a quest that countless experienced adventurers declined, is a human. Lanella, what is a human doing in the Forest of the Elves? The gods are laughing at me. Sorry, but I'm afraid you're not what I was looking for this quest. Oh, please. Anything a human can do, elves can do it better, and with more grace. Look, I'm sure you traveled a long way, and I apologize for the inconvenience, but I suggest you make your way home. Lanella, show him the door. What? You're the strongest adventurer you know? You truly have an amusing, feeble mind, human. If you're so tough and so mighty, why have I never heard of you before? What? Are you questioning my intelligence? I am the greatest mage that has been born in the Elvish lands for centuries. There is very little I don't know about this land. You talk a big game, human, but I doubt you're as illustrious as you claim. But fine, I'll give you a chance. Do you see these two apples in my hands? Good. I have put two magical shields around the apples. The test is simple. Try and break through the shields and make contact with the apples. You may use any spells or weapons you'd like, but you may only attack each shield once. This will gauge how worthy you are of being my assistant. You'll try it? Excellent. Foolish dunce. I used the 6th level spell Ultimate Defense on these apples. The amount of power needed to break this spell would incinerate my entire office. And if that happens, I could just force him to pay me for the damages. So, what will you do? Destroy the shields while destroying my office, or fail miserably? I can't wait to see.
Huh? What happened? When did you summon that bow? And you destroyed my shield? In a single shot? But what about the shield in my right hand? How'd you destroy it at the same time? There's no way you shot 2 hours at once. You used this spell at the same time to destroy the other shield? That's impossible. What spell was it? Oh, you annoying little... What do you mean you won't tell me? At least tell me what class you are. Ranger? Mage? Fighter? That's a secret, too. You'll tell me if I hire you? How dare you? Do you know who I am? But, Lynella. I suppose. You are decently skilled, and there really isn't anyone else. Fine. Human, you will accompany me in this quest. I am not going to say please. You... Please. Please. I said please. You're infuriating, human. Your name is... For now... Human will suit you just fine. Maybe show proof that you can slay more than apples, and I'll upgrade you to something better. No, you may not call me useless mage. My name is... Hey, listen to me when I tell you things. And don't you walk away from me! We can't just go. I need to fill out paperwork and put in a formal form to the Adventurers Guild. Do you not know this? It seems like you're not as smart as you claim you are. What do you mean you don't care? Don't leave without me. And Lynella, wipe that smirk off of your face. It's pretty sudden, but the human is very unreasonable. I trust I can leave you with the paperwork. Thank you, Lynella. I appreciate you a lot. Yes, yes, I am coming, you barbarian. You expect me to believe that you are adept with all the major classes? Do you think me as dumb as a goblin? That was rhetorical, human. And besides, even if it were true, I'm a master of the magical arts. It takes another level of skill to be a master. I think you'll find I worked hard to get these skills of mine. You're laughing, human, but without me, you would have been as lost as a babe in this forest. For someone adept in all classes, you should really work on your survival skills. Hey! That's a poisonous berry. Do not consume that. Honestly, you've tried to eat every berry we've come across. The risk is not worth it. I don't care if you're resistant to poisons. It's still common sense to put that berry down. It's like looking after a child. Oh, why have the gods doomed me so? I don't want to hear for being a narcissistic ass from you, Mr. Adept in all classes. Don't shush me. I'm... Oh. Wild Knolls. Right. Let's hide in that bush. Hey, don't get your face so close to me. I know the bush is small, but move. While I appreciate the compliment to my obviously beautiful face, I'd rather you didn't have that infuriating grin on your face while saying it. Oh, please. The nine hells will erase from creation itself before I ever blush for you. Five knolls to the right, and four to the left. I'll surprise them with magic missile. As soon as the spell hits, I'll run out and finish them off. You? Well, you can watch my back, human. Try not to stare at it. Oh, please. I can handle some measly gnolls. Now! Magic missile! Face the wrath of the elvish. Child's play. To think you'd be so worried about a few hyenas. Maybe I ought to demote you to chicken instead, human. What the? That gnoll used a high-ranking complex spell. That's incredibly rare. You're hurt. You saved me. Why? Your body just moved. How peculiar. Don't squirm around. The wound will only get bigger. That spell was incredibly deadly. If that hit me, I would be... No, there's no use thinking about it now. I'll set up the camp. You stay right here, okay? Human? Human! You're awake. Don't move too fast. Are you alright? Thank the gods. Why are you looking at me like that? I can show compassion when earned. How in the hells did you get that idea from this? You wish I looked at you like that, you vulgar... You enjoy teasing me, don't you? You are quite the sadist, aren't you, partner? Why am I calling you partner? Well, you did put yourself in danger to save my life, and so... Stop repeating my words. It's making it harder to say. And so, you've been promoted. I'm saying I recognize you as my partner. Partner for the quest. Not for... Don't laugh. Don't start. Only one of us needs a big ego here. Here. Soup. Your wound is pretty much healed, but more nutrition is never bad. You're telling me. If that spell had hit me, I would have been done for, so... I mean it. Thank you. I suppose I could answer your question, depending on what it is. Why am I doing this quest when so many experts tell me not to? Tell me, partner. If someone you loved was hurting, and you had the chance to help them, would you? My sister. She has an incurable disease. Bedridden for the past few months. She only has a few more to live. The Scarlet Dragon? It's said to hold the Eye of Healing. A mystical artifact said to have belonged to a god long dead. It can cure anything once. Anything. No matter what I have to do or who I have to face, I will succeed. I can't fail under any circumstances. And what about you? You obviously heard how many turned this quest down, so why'd you decide to take it? You're looking for closure? A dragon took your mother when you were a babe. You're unsure which one, so you've been training in order to match all of them? How brave. I can't imagine what terrors you've had to face. Indeed, the Scarlet Dragon is extremely powerful. I doubt we'd be able to match it by our lonesome, and it's why so many people declined. You are scatterbrained, error-prone, rude, and you don't know your place, but you aren't so bad once you get past your flaws. Sorry, but you haven't reached the level for me to see you as more than a convenient partner for now. Oh, that's a bold claim. You really believe I'm interested in just playing hard to get? You are remarkable in so many ways. I'll have you know I am very experienced in romance. And sexual intercourse. Hey, how did we even get to this conversation? Oh, please. You think a dumb, vulgar, insignificant human like yourself could ever make me scream in ecstasy? I'd like to see you try. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Do it. You're not prepared for this. No, you couldn't. Is that all you got? Your tongue is as useless as a ma. No, that wasn't a moan. I was surprised. Didn't think you would kiss my neck. I'm telling you, you're mistaken. I would never moan to something as simple as this. No, I will not. Fine. Your tongue is mildly impressive, but still nothing special. Oh, what? You'll... Wait, I haven't bathed yet. I need to... You're going straight for my clit? You really are a full-blown sadist. Yes. Keep going. Right there. I guess your tongue isn't so useless. Oh my god. It's... No. I'm gonna... Oh, no, you don't. I'm not being dominated by some human. I'll show you what I can do. Oh, decent size, partner.
You really are full of yourself. Let me put you down a peg. That was a cute moan, partner. Stay down and let the professional work. Not so mouthy now, are you? Look at your hard, bulging cock. You look ready to burst. Do it. Come. Show me your orgasm face, you cute little thing. Hey, what are you doing? You were just about to come. Oh, so you don't want to be dominated either. You rebellious little human. Why won't you just submit? It seems we're at an impasse. It doesn't seem like you'll be having me scream in ecstasy. How sad. Wait. Your fingers. Why does it feel so good? You've put me on my hands and knees. This position is embarrassing. You can't seriously mean to. So big. You're hitting me so deep. You're reaching my womb, you freaky little degenerate. It's pounding your hips like there's no tomorrow. Shut up. I'm not that wet. What? I'm not saying that. Wait. I'm a bad girl. I love it. I do. I love it. A vulgar, insignificant human is fucking my brains out, and I love it. You're not insignificant. Oh, gods, no. I love it. Close. Please come inside me. Come inside me, please. I just want your cum. Please. Please. Wind me before you shove your cock down my throat like that. Yes, I suppose it's better than coming inside of me. I got caught up in the moment. I don't really desire to have children, currently. I said currently in general, not with you, you... I would think of something insulting to call you, but my brain is too overloaded to think of one. Who said you could hug me? I didn't say stop. To think I'd end up sleeping with a human. I sure have changed. Quiet. Honestly, why are you so... And why can't I stop thinking about you? You're unlike anyone I've ever met before. That's not entirely a bad thing. I was waiting for you to bring it up. Fine. You may have briefly made me scream in ecstasy. You're unbearable. But I hope you'll finish this quest with me, partner.